It's 2 o'clock Friday, March 28th. This is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Patrick Clark with Tandy Wevella and Will Masgay. It's now 3 degrees outside our East York studios, but tonight we'll see that number fall to negative 2 degrees. The headlines making today's news are TTC strike for next Tuesday postponed. In sports, the Boston Bruins crush the Leafs. And in the world of entertainment, stay with us to find out why rapper T.I. is being hauled before the courts. Now to our top story. A TTC strike scheduled for next Tuesday will not happen. The TTC says it's trying to come to an agreement with its transit workers union. The problem started during a meeting on Monday with the union demanding that workers injured on the job receive full pay if they miss work. City Councilor Rob Ford has been back at work since Thursday, even though he was charged a day earlier with assault. Police are not giving out details of the case, but an article in today's Toronto Star says it's confirmed that the assault was against Ford's wife. Ford will appear in court later next month. A former Toronto jail guard and soccer coach has pled guilty to possession and distribution of child pornography. Police seized from 28-year-old Matthew Halls a computer with 45 pornographic images of children. Records of online conversations encouraging people to use children for viewing purposes were also seized. The Crown prosecutor said yesterday that the records of online conversations are instances of child pornography too. Matthew Halls will be sentenced in June and could serve up to 10 years in prison. An unlikely East End neighborhood is becoming a regular setting for violent deaths. Many people living in the area are shaken up after a recent rush hour shooting. Abby Crosby reports.
For a quiet neighborhood, Riverdale is seeing a lot of violence. In the last 4 months, there have been 3 shootings. Hu Chen Mao is the most recent victim of gun violence. He died on January 17th. He was working at a supermarket on Girard Street East when he got caught in the crossfire of a shootout. Jenna Germain has lived in Riverdale for 2 years. She says she's shocked by the latest death near her home.
Who opens fire on a street full of people? I mean, in what realm is that a good idea?
Mao is the second innocent bystander this year to die from gunshot wounds. John O'Keefe was shot walking along Yonge Street 4 days earlier. He was 42 years old. Germain says she's scared that people are using guns so recklessly.
Shooting a gun is easy. Hitting what you shoot is not easy. It looks easy in the movies, but it's not. And more often than not, shooting at something, you're going to miss.
The incidents have many people talking about gun control again. Germain isn't sure if the city can do anything to stop the violence.
I really don't know what the city can be doing other than, you know, what it's already doing in terms of police and everything else.
Police are still looking for Mao's killer. They're asking residents to come forward with any information. In the meantime, Jenna Germain is locking her doors. In Riverdale, I'm Abby Crosby for Centennial College Radio News.
Toronto's Mayor David Miller has sent a letter yesterday to Prime Minister Stephen Harper asking him to totally ban handguns. The Harper government has argued that it's better to sweep up illegal guns than to target everybody. Miller is also sending letters to 3 opposition leaders to get them in on the fight against handguns. A Dutch politician has posted on the internet a film that some Muslims might find offensive. Today's Toronto Star says the politician put up a 15-minute film last night that paints Islam as a religion of violence. Today, a Dutch court will decide whether or not the film violates hate speech laws. That's all for news. Tandy Wevella has sports.
Thanks, Patrick, and hello, everyone. Big news in hockey today. Todd Bertuzzi is suing former Vancouver Canucks coach Mark Crawford. The lawsuit claims his former coach instigated Bertuzzi's attack of former Colorado Avalanche forward Steve Moore in March 2004. Moore suffered from 3 broken vertebrae in his neck and a concussion from the sucker punch and has not played since. He is suing Bertuzzi for at least $38 million. Bertuzzi was suspended for 17 months after the attack and barred from competing in the 2004 World Cup of Hockey, 2 World Championships, and in European Pro Leagues. He is now with the Anaheim Ducks. Also in hockey, the third time wasn't the charm for the Leafs, who for the 3rd year in a row will not be in the NHL playoffs. The news was made official Thursday night after their 4-2 loss to the Boston Bruins. The elimination came despite the return of Leafs stars Mats Sundin and Nick Antropov. In basketball, The Toronto Raptors waived guard Derek Merton to sign forward Linton Johnson Thursday. Johnson, 27, has signed a 10-day contract with the Raptors. Johnson is right on time to join the Raptors in Toronto for the Friday night game against the New York Knicks. New lineup changes by Raptors coach Sam Mitchell may lead to victory against the Knicks, who have lost 7 consecutive games in Canada. TJ Ford and Rasto Nestorovic replaced Jose Calderon and Andre Bargnani in the starting lineup, leading the Raps to their win over the Detroit Pistons Wednesday night. The Raptors are 7th in the Eastern Conference and are on track to the playoffs, unlike their Toronto counterparts, the Leafs. With no playoffs plans this year, some Leafs fans may want to turn to yoga with all their free time. Although yoga has been practiced for thousands of years, it became a household name only several years ago. Some say it's only a trend glamorized by celebrities and clothing companies, but there are many followers and instructors who have made it an integral part of their everyday lives. Irina Lichak sits down with one of Toronto's most prominent instructors, Jessica Commons, who talks about her involvement in the industry.
Just 3 more rounds like this. So inhale, really expand. Press into the feet, and then as you exhale, really press into that left hand. Tuck the tailbone under again, lower ribs and hip bones.
I'm talking with Toronto yoga instructor Jessica Commons. She's been an active part of the Toronto yoga community for the past 26 years, and she's not planning on leaving it anytime soon. Commons has taught in the city for the past couple of years at the Toronto Dance Theater. She also offers corporate classes for office workers who are too busy to attend her regularly scheduled sessions.
I started doing yoga 26 years ago. And do you only teach here or in other places?
I teach here at the Toronto Dance Center, and I teach at corporate yoga classes. So I go into companies and I teach private classes as well.
Commons was initially studying for a marketing degree, but she got a chance to take a yoga class that changed her life. From then on, she realized that this was her calling in life, and she has learned to make yoga practice an everyday ritual. Occasionally, she strengthens her skills and knowledge by attending weekly teacher training courses held in New York with her instructional partner.
I decided to come to yoga. I took a teacher training class just to deepen my practice. I was in marketing, and I decided I liked it, and I guess I was quite, well, seems like I was fairly good at it 6 years down the road, so I stayed with it.
Jessica Commons offers drop-in classes at the Toronto Dance Theater 3 times a week, as well as corporate classes for group office workers. Irina Lichak, Centennial College Radio News.
That's all in sports for now. Here's Will Mazgay with the buzz in entertainment.
Thanks, Tandy, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Will Mazgay with your latest in entertainment. Making news this hour, rapper T.I. has pled guilty to several weapons charges. The 27-year-old was arrested on October 13th of last year before performing at the BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. T.I. must serve 1,500 hours of community service talking to troubled youths about the dangers of guns and drugs, but his final sentence has been deferred for a year. At the very least, he will serve a year in prison, followed by 3 years of home detention and a fine of $100,000 U.S. On a more positive note in the world of hip-hop, a local artist is making a name for himself here in the GTA. Chronological Son is a 19-year-old from Scarborough who is trying to change the rap game. Earlier today, Centennial College's Tyler Edwards sat down with him during a freestyle recording session.
Good evening. Let me introduce myself. Chronological Son.
Dimitri Guerrero, also known as Chronological Son, is an aspiring artist trying to emerge from the underground rap scene. The Panamanian Canadian team brings to the table a new bilingual style that he feels can set him apart from other rappers.
Panamanian, we got plena. Well, we are reggae. We are the first ones that made Spanish reggae, but we solidified it.
Guerrero produces and performs out of his basement studio and takes pride in his Scarborough roots. He has been featured in mixtape CDs sold around the neighborhood and has multiple tracks that can be found by visiting his MySpace page.
Trying to make a name for myself here in Scarborough. You know, a lot of cats do know me. You know what I mean? They used to call me Spanish growing up.
Guerrero is constantly spitting out new material and lists Puerto Rican rappers Fat Joe and Big Pun as some of his early musical influences.
Good life, I spin in Spanish. Motherfuckers will never manage. I'm coming out, then I disappear, vanish. I'm gone like Houdini said so. I ain't give a f-
Chronological Sun is definitely a Canadian face to keep your eye out for.
It's a whole new level now, man. We're just trying to make it somewhere. Try to get food on the table, you know what I mean?
It was also a big weekend for movies. Stop Loss hits theater today. The film tells the story of Iraq veterans who have been called back to war after they've served their tour. It stars Ryan Philippe and Abby Cornish. Also opening today is 21. Jim Sturgis stars as a shy but brilliant MIT student who goes to Vegas with his classmates and takes the town for millions. And in comedy, there's Superhero Movie and Run, Fat Boy, Run. That's it for entertainment. Now let's send it back to Patrick for the wrap.
Thanks, Will. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.